Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Analysis Paralysis Corner. I'm your host, Antoine.
And I'm Peter. And today we're going to talk about a game from Naughty Dog. Not that naughty, you know, just a little naughty. You know, Crash Bandicoot naughty.
Jack and Daxter naughty.
Oh, is it also Jack and Daxter? Wait, yeah. Am I wrong about Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
Shoot. That's no, weird.
I'm just kidding. They did Crash Bandicoot and Jack and Daxter.
But again, neither of those games. We're going to talk about Uncharted, Naughty Dog's like strongest game on the PS3, in my opinion. Maybe, unless you wanted to argue, maybe like Last of Us. But no, today we're going to talk about Uncharted with Drake. Oh, I don't even remember his last name. I just know him as Drake.
Is his last name. Nathan.
Oh, Nathan Drake. That's why. Man, all of this. But yeah, we're gonna talk about Uncharted, which was a game about exploration, finding gold, and dealing with people who were trying to steal and all that stuff. And also zombies. I don't know. And I'm not even making a Last of Us joke. Like, there are actual like zombie type of people in the first game.
Yeah, well, you gotta keep it interesting.
Yeah. It's very, very different. And yeah, this is a little bit timely because the Uncharted movie just came out a couple of weeks ago, starring Tom Holland. And everyone said, why Tom Holland? But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go ahead and like start talking about the game a little bit.
Okay. I feel like the first thing I have to say about the game, I remember freshly playing this on the PS3 like 15 years ago and just loving it. Like, growing up, I played a lot of Tomb Raider. I don't know about you. I sucked at it. I was terrified from it, but I learned from it, I guess. And Nathan Drake, like Uncharted, it filled that Tomb Raider void.
Yeah.
And it had that, like, I almost said Lord of the Rings, freaking Indiana Jones feel. It's like, you're on this epic adventure, and the game just, like, it caught my attention immediately, and I destroyed it.
Yeah. I think Uncharted was actually the first game I got for my PS3. I bought a late stage PS3. I got like the 80 gig or the 40 gig, like the one that like could just play the PlayStation 1 games, not the PlayStation 2. So I was late into getting it, but I think Uncharted was my first adopted game, and I thought it was amazing. You know, it to me had some of the most amazing set pieces of any game, like especially because a lot of its emphasis was on platforming and moving around like that.
I don't know that we could say that it contributed to it, but like great games like Ghost of Tsushima and like God of War, the series started before it, but a lot of games I think picked up from the good things that came from Uncharted, like the ledge popping and like all of that cool platforming was really perfected in this game. Like the first one, for it being a game from 15 years ago, was just so crisp and clean, and it was great platforming.
You know, one of the funniest selling points of that game I think was the water physics, like that characters getting wet.
They loved that. They talked about that so much. I remember the commercials, and it does look good. Like, I imagine it probably still looks good today. Like, they focus so much on the water particles. And, oh, man, look at his pants now. His pants before were light blue, but now they're dark blue because the water.
At its core, it's, like, the interesting thing about it is the execution is pretty simple and straightforward. The game has exploration, right? Like, I know you platinumed it. I did not.
I did not platinum it.
Oh, man, I believed
you. Yeah. I think I think I was at like 87%
missing or the maybe trinkets.
Even 90 something percent. I may have missed a few trinkets, but really beating that game on brutal difficulty was one of the final trophies. And that game was brutal on brutal difficulty. Yeah, I didn't platinum it. I think Manville did though.
Oh, okay. I was so sure you had platinumed it, but definitely though, the game has exploration, like I was saying, and part of the trophies that you get is involved in getting those trinkets. Some of those trinkets have a timing issue if you're in a spot where like you're running away from enemies and they're shooting at you, and so you have to find it. And there's like these little sparkles, you know, just like any other like game. I think Resident Evil 4 also had this kind of stuff where you could see something, a glint of light somewhere in the background, and you're like, what's over here? Oh, it's a little tiki bowl or something.
Yeah, and the game isn't open world, it's contained, but they did a pretty good job of hiding those little trinkets. And I don't know that they did anything besides like, hey, I found another one. I think there are 60 in the game in the first one. And they just built off of that from then on. It was a cool little bonus. After your gun battles and your fisticuffs, you might find a little statue or two. So that was fun.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. This game was a third-person shooter, which honestly, like, it played crisply, so there weren't really any problems with that. Not that I noticed.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I think I liked doing the stealth gameplay that they included. God, they included a lot of different elements in this game, it sounds like, as I'm talking about it.
Like the shoot from cover thing that was probably perfected in Gears of War. And like all of those different kind of the gunfights were fun. But then you run up to someone, you press square 5 times, or, you know, throw in a triangle in there and get your brutal combo off. And it's just like, man, I could do this like hand to hand. Or have a gun off. So yeah, it was definitely a simple yet well executed game, like you said before.
Yeah, definitely. So going a little bit more specific into the story, what did you think of the first story in the game? The first story of the games, I should say. Just to recap on that, it's Drake's fortune, and it's about them exploring for Sir Francis Drake.
To me personally, I thought it was really cool that they take this real historical figure, and then they're like, this character is like a descendant of that figure, and because of that, like, and, you know, Sir Francis Drake was this, you know, explorer, this legendary explorer, and then they built his whole character off of it, and then they just dove into it. They're like, oh, this is the search for El Dorado. Like, you're going to find this cool treasure, and you're going to get to keep on searching, and you're going to find all these things, and you're going to encounter ruins that no one else has explored, and booby traps, very Indiana Jonesy again. And I thought the story in the first one was really good. They introduced characters, and I guess a lot of story-driven games do this, but they introduced Sully in the, like, opening, and, you know, you're like, oh, that's his comrade, and they introduced Elena?
I think it's Elena. Like, honestly, because I've watched the movie, I only know Chloe, and Chloe was in the sequel.
Yeah.
Except for the Vita one. I don't think she's present in the Vita one.
And the Golden Compass. You know, I told you before that I only played the first one, but I definitely played a Golden Compass.
Yeah.
After you said it, I was like, oh, of course, I played the Vita one too.
Yeah. I liked that. That they implemented, they streamlined the platforming a little bit, because you could run your finger on the actual screen of the Vita to go in the direction. Like, that's just a beautiful way of handling it. I'm sorry, I get always so, like, lost in the gameplay of it, but it's because that's probably the biggest thing I enjoyed about that game, was being able to jump around and climb on things.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't necessarily difficult. The biggest difficulty in that was assuming that there was a ledge that you could jump to, and it wasn't a ledge you could jump to.
Yep, and then falling to your death.
Yeah. Whatever screams.
We all heard those screams, because he would lean back no matter what, and then you just jump and you're like, oh. There's nothing for me to jump on there. Yeah, I thought the story was good. I mean, I think it, like, Little Big Planet is the PlayStation, like, sponsor, but, like, Uncharted is, like, one of the biggest titular titles of... That was titular titles. We're going to redact that. of the console. I think it's one of the most... You mentioned is Naughty Dog's best game, and it's definitely up there. It's one of the most notable games of the last, you know, decade and a half. It's great.
Yeah.
And I know I never played them all. I have bought them all multiple times, fully planning on playing them all, but I keep on putting them on the back burner. Maybe I will add these to the list of my games that I need to scoop up. But what do you think about the story? Sorry, I talked a long time, rambled. We got off topic.
No, I thought the story was intriguing as well. I thought it was interesting because it kind of builds the world a little bit, especially when we're talking about the trinkets. Because what typically happened is he'd pick up a trinket and he'd probably, like, say some random one-liner, be like, oh yeah, this was... The ancients did this, had these carvings back in the day of whatever, back in, like, and praised God. To the sun god, soul god, Quetzalcoatl or something. And like, you get brief little snippets. And in one sense, though, like, it's artifacts that you are familiar with, or maybe artifacts that could really exist. Particularly with the story, you know, I mentioned the zombies thing. I thought, especially in the very first game, that like the twist that the treasure that they're looking for isn't a treasure at all and is in fact like some kind of tomb with a disease in it that makes people go crazy or something. Like, I thought that was crazy in and of itself. And that was cool. Like, you always expect something like DuckTales where Scrooge is going off to get his treasure and like the gold actually exists, but in this case, well, maybe it did, but mostly it's we're gonna go over and we're gonna disease people and turn them into zombies, quote unquote. We don't call them zombies in the game, but to me they might as well be.
So you mentioned this very briefly, you talked about the movie. I haven't seen it yet. I plan on seeing it. I was going to see it this weekend. Things got kind of hectic, but I just want to comment solely on the interesting casting of Tom Holland. In my opinion, like, Drake is a notable character, noteworthy. Like, he's known, I guess. And like, there's a certain, like, I guess if you were typecasting, there's things about him that Tom Holland in my head just doesn't match. Like, it would have been a Ryan Reynolds casting for me or something like that, or it would have been, you know, someone who could grow facial hair.
Nathan Fillion is probably what a lot of people thought of.
Nathan Fillion would have been perfect, I think, 20 years ago. Like, I mean, I still watch him and, you know, I watched him in Castle, watched him in The Rookie, but now he's Sully age. But I don't think Tom Holland was even Nathan Drake age, and maybe Nathan Drake's age is ambiguous because of all the facial hair, but in my head I had pictured like a dude in his 30s maybe,
yeah,
or late 20s, and maybe I don't know how old Tom Holland is, but in my head he still looks like a kid. And so that was an interesting casting in my opinion there. Also, Nathan Drake is notably lanky. And they get Tom Holland, who is not even as tall as his girlfriend. So it's just, that was a weird casting choice for me. I will watch it. I will probably love it anyway, because I like a good action film. But it was like, to me, when you're thinking of casting, you need to think of the Bruce Willis of this time. And you need to think of the, I don't know who else was the action star of past times, and then pick that person now, whoever the action star is now. And that is like, I don't know. I feel like a few years ago, you probably could use Brandon Routh to cast as Nathan Drake, and it would have been another good choice. But it just seems Tom Holland, even though he is doing a lot of action stuff now, is just a weird choice to me.
Yeah.
But you told me before that you enjoyed it.
Yes, I did enjoy it. One of those things is that like the game itself was appeared to me to be as heavily inspired by things like Indiana Jones we mentioned earlier. And also the game, to me, wants to be cinematic, wants to be like a movie. And I think the more a game wants to be like a movie, the easier it is for a movie to be like, oh, we can do that. And yeah. Like, even though, the miscasting, in my opinion, of Tom Holland, like, the strangest thing about it, though, is that if I was looking at any actor that could do what Nathan Drake can do, Tom Holland is that actor. Like, Tom Holland, I think, did a lot of his stunts or could do different kind of stunt work. I think he was able, or he talked about saying that he could do a flip for the Spider-Man movies, like a specific type of flip. So I think he actually is equipped physically to do what the character of Nathan Drake demands, more so than maybe other actors could, that might maybe still better fit the look of Nathan Drake, if that makes sense.
No, I got you.
Really, I wasn't that perturbed by Tom Holland, like, considering that part of the Nathan Drake character, the parkour-esque type of stuff. Really, what was more surprising was Mark Wahlberg, who in no way, shape, or form is Sully.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you a video later, but there's a guy that makes a full-on joke about, like, what Mark Wahlberg brings to that character. He still does good, but he's not Sully. And again, maybe he doesn't need to be, because like, the movie is more about, you know, the treasure hunting, the exploration, the different set pieces. And there are cool set pieces in the movie. This is a true statement, at least to me. The only thing, surprisingly enough, you know, I mentioned the zombies, and this is a spoiler for you, but there are no zombies in the movie. Like, they keep it. I wouldn't say they keep it realistic necessarily, but they don't introduce that kind of curse type of thing.
Yeah.
Or disease type of thing that existed in other ones, which is interesting when you talk back to the games. You never played the second one, but in the second one, where they go to there's a fruit that the main bad guy can eat, and it gives him like super power, strength, and stuff. And not just that, the fruit was highly explosive. So they could shoot it and it would blow up. Things out of this world, I guess, is what I'm saying. Is like, it's not common in our everyday, and the movie itself was still grounded a little bit more.
Yeah.
As grounded as much like as it could be, given certain other things that happen. I won't spoil that for you.
Thank you. I think it makes sense to do that, because when you, like, in the real world, or I guess, you know, making a movie realistic, like, if you have a gunfight and your bullets keep on missing, and that's the way you make prolong the action, then, I mean, only Star Wars can really successfully do that. Like, you can't, like, you shouldn't make it so that your shoot-offs, rather, in a video game, in order to make it so that your shoot-offs are exciting, you can't make it so that you pop them in the head one time and they're dead.
Yeah. So
you give them superpowers, you make them zombies, you throw hordes of them at the player to give the excitement and the action of that gunfight. That makes sense. And I guess in a movie, making it closer to real life is that same excitement that I got from, you know, the Sir Francis Drake, like in tying the make-believe character to a real figure. Yeah. So it's like making it like, oh, everybody, I could do this. Like, I could be Nathan Drake in that movie, because I can jump out of a plane. I could, you know, have a gunfight, things like that. So yeah, I think that makes it more relatable, makes it more fun. I plan on seeing it. I'll probably go see it later this week.
Yeah, I think it's not offensive, I should say. And for what it's worth, the girl who plays Chloe, to me, was top billing actors. You had Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg. Both of them are just playing. Oh, you know who else is in this? I'm sorry, I'm just going to completely divert my entire topic right now. Antonio Banderas is in that movie.
Oh.
Like, in everything that, like, it makes me feel sad in one sense, because nowhere in any of the advertisements that I saw came back and was like, oh yeah, Antonio Banderas. Like, no one was saying, yeah, he's a part of it, but he's there, and like all his Mask of Zorro glory, but not, you know, older and not Mask of Zorro-y.
Yeah.
Also a villain, so, you know, whatever, but...
Oh, like, well, you know, that's a spoiler. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but it's not a hurtful spoiler.
Yeah.
So back to it, the girl that they cast as Chloe, she is spot on. Like, if you ever get the chance to play the game, you'll be like, oh, huh. She looks like they cast her, like they found the actress and was like, yo, you're going to be her, because you look like her.
Yeah.
And you will be the only person that looks like who they're supposed to look like.
In a world of people who look completely different, you will be the same.
Yes, yes. Now, in all fairness, I will say that Tom Holland at some point looks like Nathan Drake, like looks like Nathan Drake cosplay.
Oh, that's cool.
I say that because he doesn't look like Nathan Drake, but he does look like he's a kid wearing a costume of it.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I do. Well, I think that it wouldn't happen now, probably. And my reasoning is, I don't know, this is completely off topic, so we can probably cut it. But I don't know if you played Miles Morales, Spider-Man Miles Morales.
I never played it, but I did love Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. So in that game, God, what is the... I can't remember the character's name. Oh, I'm bringing up this example and I don't even remember her name. So there's...
Spider-Gwen?
It's his it's Miles's like best friend. And the character, the person that they cast for her to do her like voice, they made her look like her. They made it look like the actress. So yeah, it looks just like her. And I so much so I was watching this TV show, and while watching the show, I was like, I've seen you before. Why have I seen this? Like, what have I seen her? What have I seen?
Motion captor.
Yeah. And then I like sat there for a while and I was like, no, no way. And I looked it up and it's her. So the person that they got to do the voice and the character, it just looks like the real person. So all of that to say, like, and Tomb Raider does the same thing. All that to say, like, I feel like if timing happens correctly, they might be able to make the character for a game now and then that person in the movie could just be that person that they modeled it after. I don't know if that'd ever work or if it ever happened, but it could.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm sure that actually with a lot of these things, they could easily, like, especially with games nowadays, like, it might be, I don't know if it's easier or quicker to do it, but it might make the acting portrayal stronger. Like, kind of like Heavy Rain, because Heavy Rain motion-capped most of its characters, except for the woman character, they got a model. Like, you know, well, that's a thing that happened. Yeah. But
Finn, sorry. The character's name was Finn.
Interesting. Okay.
I just remembered.
That's cool.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Completely off topic.
Yeah. Okay. We're not going to skip on music just because I can't really talk too much about it. Like, I liked the music, but I don't remember anything being, like, standing out that much to me other than the main theme.
Yeah.
But how about just, like, a favorite thing that you did in the game? We'll cap it off there.
Oh, man. I don't even... It's been 15 years, Peter. You can't ask me to do this. I remember bits and pieces of it. I just remember loving the gunfights. I feel like there's... I don't know. I can't even accurately remember that, man. Brutal combos were fun. Punching people is always fun. But I don't know, man. I don't remember a favorite part of the game. It's been too long.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all good. I have one, and this is actually from the second game. And it's about a trophy, because it's just... To me, like, there's so many different explorative elements in the game. The fact that they added this as a trophy was just kind of funny to me. I hope it was a hidden trophy, but it might not have been. And the trophy was this. In the second game, there's a pool that you can have Drake swim into, and he gets wet, you know, and water physics and all that. And then the character he's walking with just makes a joke or some kind of thing at him. And he's, like, saying Marco Polo. And then you can continue on in the game. Well, as it turns out, if you jump back into the water and swim around a little bit more, you get a trophy. And it's because you're just like, oh, just for fun, huh? Like, you just kept doing the thing after the fact, after it was already over, this part of the game was over. You didn't have to, like, it was just a little sandbox area that you didn't have to do anything there.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed that. That was just a funny, like, thing to me.
Yeah.
Actually, second game also had a cool piece where he's out in the snow and he's climbing up the set piece, like it's a derailed train has fallen down, and so now you're like about to die, like, because you're got to climb up as this, like, part of the train is going to fall off into the water, not into the water, but, you know, to your doom or whatever. I'll say one thing for sure, like, they love to make ridiculous, like, no joke, ridiculous set pieces for you to scale in really ridiculous ways.
Yeah.
It's one thing to talk about, you know, the land and the mountains and stuff and the, you know, ancient cliffs and stuff, but it is another thing, like, when you're on a vehicle that is falling down or an airplane and stuff is flying out of it. And he's supposed to be doing really quick little parkour jumps for them. Like, yeah. It's crazy. Those are things I enjoyed about the game.
Yeah, that's nice. Like, I feel bad being a voice on this conversation when I have not played this nearly as much. Like, I mean, we have friend Phil Johnson who dresses up as Nathan Drake every once in a while. Mm. And we have friend, you know, Manville, who... Phil Manville, so double Phils, who won that Nathan Drake contest or that Uncharted contest from, like, Taco Bell and got that, like, $1,000 one of six collector's item. And just, like, he's probably played all of the games. And then there's me, who, like, proclaimed, loved the series, bought all of them on PS3 and PS4, bought them all again, and just hasn't even played them. So. I feel like a phony.
Well, I guess that's going to be our homework.
Yeah.
Like, into the future, we're each going to play the remaining games that we haven't played of the series. So, hey, thank you so much for listening. And, hey, why don't you let us know what you thought about Uncharted? Hey, did you see the movie? Was it cool? Was it not as good as I was pretending it to be? Am I making it wrong in my head? Either way, it doesn't matter. Just let us know and leave some likes and comments. Thank you for listening.